Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you today?
Oh, good morning. I wish I had been clever enough to learn how to say good morning in Finnish.
Now, I am hoping that your pronunciation of Finnish is going to be better than mine because it looks complicated to say some of these words, but what are we talking about?
So we're doing Finnish freak folk. Little alliteration there.
Finnish freak folk.
Yes. So Finland, the country, has its own thriving music scene, metal, of course, pop, even some hip hop. But there's this, so actual Finnish folk music would be, related to their sort of more indigenous, inherently Finnish, music, things like singing poetic ballads, sleigh riding songs, dulcimer waltzes, right? So this folk music isn't like Finnish traditional music. It's more like folk music that we call as the genre, a little more acoustic, singer-songwriters, that sort of thing. So that's why it gets called freak folk.
Okay.
New Weird Finland is another one. Forest folk.
Forest folk, New Weird Finland. These are all sounding great. And I'm going to hit the first track because it's 9 minutes long, which means we won't be able to play all of it. It's got a quiet build, building up.
Now, the long Finnish name for it apparently translates as the beauty and inconceivability of everythingness.
Oh, wow.
So, and this is, this album was his shift from drone into more popular melodic music.
I mean, so far, all we have is a drone.
That's right. So this is S from 2004.
I mean, it's the anticipation is strong here.
So
as you say, this is like a move into like a new kind of weird realm. When did this kind of start to be a thing? Because a couple of the tracks you've given us are from the early 2000s, some of them are recent, but like, is the early 2000s maybe a timestamp for this?
Yes, absolutely. And it was the sort of thing where, there's probably actually 20 people in the scene and they're all in each other's bands.
Got you.
Okay. The Wellington scene, like that sort of thing. So, it was just this whole movement. There is a lot of, that sort of pop and Eurovision and Idol, and I guess the rock and metal. So it's possibly like a sort of reaction against that, more experimental.
Here we go. I wish I knew what he was saying.
It's probably something about the inconceivability of everythingness.
I feel like there's like a story being told here. This is a 9 minute long song from an album that has got like quite a few, I guess you could say, non-traditional song lengths throughout it. I'm not sure that having a pop hit is high on S's, list of things to do with this track, maybe.
No, and it was sort of the internet, that they don't have to be that popular back home, that people can find them, obviously, now. And so, whereas in Finland, they might not be super popular. Now, he describes his writing process as thoughts I mistakenly spoke out loud.
Oh, wow.
We've all been there.
I hope not to do that, but personal and fragile, melancholy, hopeful, dark, ominous reflection. You can hear that.
You can definitely hear that.
So I'm really glad he moved on from drone sounds.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love that this is his non-drone project.
This is his more poppy, melodic one.
I've got to say, though, this is quite beautiful.
Well, yeah, and I think you could also see how, as a scene, going to sort of interesting gigs, with people and having music that's not super pop and it's not rock.
For sure. This is great, but I think we are going to have to play the next track because there is still 7 minutes of this to go.
I'm so into it.
Now, also in this genre is a lot of good cardigans.
Ah, yes.
Actually, it's interesting because when you sent us through the songs and I had a little look around these artists, it doesn't look dissimilar to, I guess, the kind of new wave folk music that was probably coming out of the States and Canada and even the UK at the same time. Definitely a different sound, but the aesthetic is not actually that far away.
Yeah, but they're always going to have the better cardigans because it's Finland.
Yeah, it's colder there.
Now, also, let's listen to her.
Beautiful voice.
Now, what's funny is, okay, so, you know, they've been getting some, you know, awareness in this sort of Anglophone press, which is really cool for Finnish language music. But they describe her as things like an enchantress, a keeper of the forest. But here's a good one. Trek through her scattered, darkening landscape.
Oh, wow.
But these artists are like, are you kidding me? Do you think we live in the forest? We literally live in cities just like you.
It's got a bit of a like, the fairy people. It's like,
that's right. So they really laugh at the responses. Yeah, because to them, you know, they would probably be the equivalent of artists in the States or New Zealand.
Yeah.
They're living an urban lifestyle. They're dealing with stuff. But, oh, see, we've got some violin here. And she plays.
That's a great noise.
So, no matter what she says, we can still hear the forest, lady.
It has got a forest vibe. But it's not making me think that she lives in a little, like, hut in the woods or anything, you know.
She likes to play with, like, toy instruments and various devices, and she plays a lot of instruments. Islaja. This is 2007.
It's all very noir so far, the ones that we've listened to. And the full list that you sent through was quite noir as well, Kirsten. Is that a fair sort of assumption, that there was a lot of kind of quiet, slow, thoughtful tracks out of this era?
Well, yes, also. And I want to, not to homogenize a whole country, but I want to send you to a word, sisu, S-I-S-U, which is the word that explains Finland. The most wonderful of all their words, which is stoic determination, grit, bravery, tenacity, resoluteness.
Definitely a vibe of that in this track.
Yeah. I love a country that has like just a one-word summary, and you're like, I get you. I really do. Oh, here's a funny one. An introverted Finn looks at his shoes when he talks to you. An extroverted Finn looks at your shoes. Apparently they regularly rip on themselves for being shy and introverted.
That's So these first two tracks, they've been early 2000s, but this last one's pretty recent. So what is Lau Now, or who are Lau Now?
They're in a whole bunch of improv bands and other psychedelic folk bands. Someone called them acid singer-songwriters.
Ooh.
So, I mean, maybe you guys are all feeling like having some salmon and vodka and potatoes this morning.
Honestly, delicious.
I am ready to run away to the forest. That is the headspace I'm in. Or to be in like an A24 movie or something.
Actually, I should have assigned breakfast foods for all of our shows, shouldn't I?
I mean, I'm not opposed.
So these guys are apparently in lots of the other, in any some of the other bands, and but they put improv down as some of their bands, as improv bands. So I'm not sure how those come out in recordings.
These guys had an album come out this year. I'm just looking. So this is all quite recent. When did this track come out?
This was 2012, this one.
Okay,
but
this is like not super recent, but they're still very prolific. They've just put out a record quite recently.
And so after your vodka and salmon and potatoes, you have a sauna and then hop into the lake.
Sign me up,
this
honestly.
This is my kind of place.
We're so stereotyping him. The Finns are probably going, no, I never do that.
Okay. Someone has texted in to say, I'm not sure why, but this music is kind of scaring me. I think that's TV that's made us think that.
Yeah, the Scandinavian sort of
crime
serial
art.
Killer. Yeah.
Oh, those are so good.
I've got to say, I really like it. It's beautiful. The tracks you've brought us, they've been really...
Oh, there's some lovely music. Do look into it. It's really lovely.
Yeah.
It feels like the kind of stuff you maybe want to take yourself on a little walk and listen to, you know?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, you're right.
In winter.
Yeah.
In winter, in a nice big coat with a good scarf on.
Very pensive.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Nick's just texted in to say that apparently the Finns also have a word for sitting around in your undies day drinking. We should be so lucky. What's the word, Nick?
Share.
This would be really cool to see live, I reckon.
Yeah,
so you can hear where the psychedelic comes in, in what the lyrics are talking about. So this, you know, so it's not psychedelic in that it's full-on tripping, but in the sort of experimentation and I guess the improv too.
Mm. So this is Lau Nau, Launau.
Yep.
And before that we listened to who, Kirsten?
Islaja, and then S, which obviously is very difficult to look up, E-S.
E-S.
Because it means is in Spanish, so you get a lot of... But, so any of you entrepreneurs out there, do you want to organize like a concert for some of these folks to come out here?
Honestly, I would go. It sounds awesome.
He's so keen.
Thank you for bringing us this. I feel like we've all been kind of transported this morning.
Icy, but, you know, hearty.
Having a nice day drink in our undies. Thanks, Nick.
With some salmon.
Where are we going next week, Kirsten?
Now, do we do next week? It's Good Friday.
Do next week. Have a lovely break. Thank you for knowing what's up with the calendar. And we'll talk to you in 2 weeks then.
All
See
right.
you, Kirsten.
Okay. Bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you.